Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening. I know I'm usually on Mondays, but this is a Tuesday, and I will have some special information that I would like to get out to the community. Today was a better day than yesterday. So I hope everyone is fine, and again, on the show, what we do, we might not agree, but we agree to disagree on here. On today, we're going to be speaking with Miss Christie. She's the CEO of Mansfield Funeral Home. I know that we've had insurance agents online and explaining on how we need to really check our burial policies and make sure it is what it is and et cetera. So I just felt like if we're going to do that part, then we ought to, you know, go ahead and try to find someone that's knowledgeable about, you know, the last few steps that our family or ourselves may have to make one day. And I feel like Miss Christie would be here. She can answer some questions, you know, on, you know, how important it is to get all your ducks in a row, because you just never know what's going to transpire. So let's get it done, do the best we can. If there's anyone that have any questions, you know how my show is, just push the number one, and I'll open up your mic, and you can ask any question you would like, and we'll just take it from there. Also, if you are a church that are looking for furniture, contact Mr. Lance. Let me get the information here. Contact Mr. Lance at 817-412-4314. And the church that is getting rid of the furniture and stuff is Mount Hermon MBC, 4150 East Rosedale, Fort Worth, Texas 76105. What they will be selling is the sanctuary furniture, the pews, pulpit, and light fixtures. So if you're interested, please call Mr. Lance at 817-412-4314 for more details. Today, also, we're going to be speaking about depression and essential oils, how it can help you in the time of depression, anxiety, even if you have night terrors, you know, if you have insomnia, anything like that. You know, Ms. Kay is here, and I'm going to try to educate you the best I can on what's what, and we'll take it from there. So we always start off with a song, and here we are. We'll be right back.
This is your girl Kay. Listen to my show, The Answer Is You, every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Lico Mac from Sagu Radio, and you're listening to The Answer Is You with Miss K, where she keep it 100 all the time. Hey, keep doing your thing, Miss K. Yeah.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAB show, I Trust and Believe. You're listening to the sounds, the woman of the hour, Miss KKK of The Answer Is You show. She'll make you do what it do.
All right. I had to do a little commercial there. Thank you all for listening and holding. I'm going to go ahead on and speak about, you know, me and my essential oils. And we, as Americans in the world today, depression is very, very high. People that are needing help are not able to get help because of whatever reason, insurance, what have you. But I would like to let, you know, you all know, if you know of anyone that's going through it, essential oils can tide you over or help the situation as long as you put the two together, the ones together that, you know, that are needed. You know, you just can't go out and buy no anything. So let Ms. K give you a little bit of information and educate you a little bit like I do every week. I know today is Tuesday, and I'm usually on Mondays, but today, you know, it's a special day, and I just feel like this knowledge needs to be given, need to be presented to the community and anyone that's out there listening. And if you know someone that's going through things or this information that you're hearing, let them listen to it on your phone or whatever you got to do, or just relay a message, you know, about what's going on. Because everybody don't have a cell phone, everybody don't have internet and et cetera. I understand that. But if you know of anyone, please pass on the information or the education. Miss K is about educating the community. What I know, you all going to know, you know, and I research everything before I bring it to you, you know, to check out the loopholes and et cetera. My first thing we're going to talk about today is insomnia. Rose is the essential oil that will be good for that. And Lang Lang is good also. Clarisage, it helps stabilize unsettling emotions. You know, if you have that going on, and even if you have insomnia and anxiety, wild orange is good for that also. Wild orange, it gives you contentment and well-being. And bergamot, it relieves stress. Eucalyptus, it calms down the brain so you can function, so you can sleep. You know, so you can relax. When you have insomnia, it's just like a, I guess the better way of putting it is, it's like you can lay down and go to sleep, but the light is still on, you know, in your head. You know, your mind is steady going, but you're trying to rest, and, you know, and that brings on insomnia. Now, frankincense, it calms down your breathing. I'm not saying stop you from breathing. There's a difference. It calms you down to where you can get into a relaxed state, and it also helps your mind rest. So, you know, when you have insomnia, and sweet orange, it decreases your fatigueness, and that'll be something that you should look into when you have insomnia. And you're, I can't get any sleep, or you have anxiety. And all of these oils that I'm speaking of, you can, you know, contact Ms. K at 817-566-4555. And I'll be more than happy to educate you to the best of my ability. And we both can sit at the library or what have you, whatever it takes for you to understand and see, you know, the mixing of different ones and what it do bring for you. My goal is to help people to know that there is an alternative way of dealing with health, mental health, any type of health. Nowadays, you know, there are side effects on different things, on all medications. And with these essential oils, you don't have to worry about a side effect, you know. They're organic, and that's something that we can and what we do need, you know, in our body. But I tell anybody that I deal with or anyone that I'm talking with or giving the information to, you always have to detoxify your body. You can't just, like, say, for instance, you start a new medication and it may not work the first 2 months or what have you. You got to clean that old out of there in order for the new to work, you know. So this is just like that, but there's no side effect. You must clean out the old, do the spring cleaning, you know, with your body, and then, you know, slowly put what you need in there to keep yourself going. And that's something that I pay attention to more so than anything. My grandmother would always say, you do better when you know better. So, you know, that's what I do. You know, when I research and I see different things, and I'm not telling you something that I'm not doing myself, you know. So that's something that I really want to share with you all, and especially about when it comes to mental illness. It is nothing to play with. It is not a funny situation because someone is different or for whatever you find funny, you know. But if you see someone need help, try to do the best you can. Now, I know the laws out there that stops a lot and they say, hey, long as that person is not, you know, harming themselves or someone else, you know, there's nothing no one can do. We're going to have to change that law because who would want to wait until a family member is dead or hurt themselves or hurt some innocent person? I wouldn't want that. But we're going to have to get these laws changed. We're going to have to do what we need to do, research and go and vote and go and see what we need to do in order to make this change, because I tell you, you hear about kids stabbing their parents or shooting their parents while they sleep and kind of find out, you know, the baby had a mental problem. The parents had been going to the courts or telling the authorities, and, you know, their thing is to brush it off, you know. The law says if they're not hurting themselves or hurting someone else at that time, then there's nothing they can do, which is hogwash. It should be something they can do, you know. So let's get into what's going on in the legislature, in whatever we need to do in order to get that law changed, because it's not helping, it's hindering. And I want to say I'm sorry and give my condolences to the families that have lost family members because of, you know, killing themselves or, you know, some hurting someone else. And, you know, it's a loss on either end of the world, you know. We got to get in here and change something to where we can have a cushion to where we can get some help for these people when they are like that. When they don't take their medication, you know, they out of hand. They don't want to listen to nobody. They're not thinking, you know, at all. You know, everybody is an enemy. So we want to stop that, and we want to do that, and you know, help our people, our sisters, our brothers, our nieces, nephews, the people down the street or whatever. Stop laughing at the kid because the kid is kind of different, you know. Stop picking at the elder that, you know, that's not on the same page, or they may have an episode and be in the street or doing whatever they do. Don't pick at them. Don't laugh at them. Because one day, you don't know when it's going to come knocking at your door. I also would like to speak about, that got me. I would also like to speak about the importance of staying active in your community. You know, I was speaking with some people this past weekend, and you know, telling them about, you know, we do the Black Wall Street. We go out there and we do what we do, and, you know, in the communities and stuff. A lot of people don't show up, you know, but we still constant on what we're doing. And it's just sad when it's right there in your neighborhood and you won't even come out the door to even see what it is or what's going on. I do understand that, you know, a lot of them say, well, if I leave my house at night, then somebody can break in on me. I can understand that, too. So whatever we can do to get this knowledge out here to the mothers, the fathers, the children, the grandparents, whoever's taking care of these babies, and to the children, too. You know, we all have a part in our community, you know. The children, you have to respect your elders. Elders, you have to act like elders and not like you're their friend. And then when things don't go your way, then you want to pull the elder card. You can't do that. That confuses the children. So either you're going to be an elder, a responsible elder, someone that they can look up to, someone they can come and talk to, or what have you. Even speak and say, how you doing with our cousin? Yeah. You know, the kids react to you the way you react. So, you know, let's get on an even playing field. You know, when I was growing up, you didn't hear no kids running around cussing the neighbors out. You couldn't, and these supposed to have been the baddest kids on the block. They still say yes, sir, and no, sir. Ma'am, a yes, ma'am, a no, sir, no, sir, yes, sir. So it can be done. Parents, when somebody come to you and say that your child has done X, Y, Z, or they, you know, or what have you, don't cuss the people out and tell them to stay out your business. Because if you in my neighborhood, it is my business. No one is trying to run your house. But be mindful. I'm not saying that, you know, they do or what have you, but let's make it clear. There are some children that are out of hand, and you may be their parent. And Miss Mary next door don't want her windows busted out of her car. And she knows it's your child. So instead of arguing and cussing this lady out, come up with a conclusion. See what you can do. Because we all got to live in this neighborhood. You know, and I'm just going by, you know, the questions and stuff and the conversations that I'll be having, you know, with different people. You know, when I go out in the community, you know, these are the things they talk about. And if you know someone that have PTSD, please make sure that if there's some kin to you that is, and even if, I know they can get rambunctious, they can talk crazy to you, they can argue with you, you know, because, you know, they're not thinking clearly. But try to understand this. If you are not a therapist, you can't help nobody until they get help. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I met a lady this weekend that her boyfriend is sick or what have you, but he jumped on her, hurt her real bad. You can't fix somebody unless they want to be fixed. You can't love no one that don't love themselves. Now, if that person has an issue, they're not themselves. You're not a medical doctor in order to be there to try to help these people. You need to get away. This lady had to get 72 stitches in her head because she loved him. But she never said that he loved her. He can't love because he's sick. So I'm saying these things because these are the things that bothers me, and this is what come up to me in you know, in conversations and et cetera. I have this platform to where I can speak, and that's what I'm doing today. Some of this stuff have to stop. Ma'am, you cannot save nobody that don't want to be saved. If you and they have medication and they refuse to do their medication, I know sometimes it make them feel bad or what have you, but beating you to where you have to get stitches, it's not the answer. Love not supposed to hurt. And I'm talking to males too. Men get beat too. You know, it's not fair the way it go. Everybody's grown. And don't let nobody make you feel like it's your fault or you don't love them. That's hogwash. Because if they love themselves, they will take their medication. They will do what they need to do. That's somebody that loves themselves. Now, that was, you know, that really bothered me to see the lady like that. And I know that it's up to her for what she do. But she can't stop me, and nobody can't stop me from speaking my mind. You cannot help anybody, whether male, female, dog, cat, little boy, little girl, whatever it is, because you're not a medical doctor. Get them some help. The youngsters, you got to work with them because they kids. But these adults, with this old, you know, hey, you don't love me, you going to leave me, yeah. You putting your hands on me, I'm gone before you even do it. But that's not love. Anybody that stand up and cuss you out and call you everything but your name, that's not love. I don't care how sick they are. It's not right. Get away from it, whether it's male or female. It's not nice to see little kids crying and they mama looking like a Gila monster. They scared to go up to, scared to go to their mama because she's disfigured. That's not fair to these children. Then you sit up and holler about, well, we're going to work it out. We're working it out. We're going to go to counseling. But you're walking around the house arguing at each other or not saying nothing to each other. And you don't think it bothers these babies? You have another thing coming. A child don't want to go home because their mom and daddy don't communicate with each other. So that means they're not even talking to the kids. Now, I'm telling you what a child told me. That baby shouldn't have to cry. You working on your marriage, but y'all done forgot about the kids in the equation. You staying in a relationship for the children, but they the one being hurt and damaged behind it. It's all right to separate. You can parent from where you are. You go your way and she go hers. But somebody got to stand up for these babies. That baby was 7 years old wanting to go home with me. She didn't know me. I work, do a little program at a school. This baby's crying, want to go home with me because she don't want to go home because her parents argue. And they do all, you know, the arguing and the fight. Whatever they do, y'all better wake up. Because, see, that baby can easily lean on some adult that's sick in the head. And your child is gone. If you got a problem in your relationship, your marriage and stuff, be mindful of those children that are there. Even when you don't argue, y'all don't even speak to each other. You don't think that bothers them children? She's 7 years old. I'm scared. Because you don't know what pedophile going to come up and try something with a kid like that. They call them latchkey kids. Yes, that's what they call them. Get your household in order. But y'all the first one in the church house. But, Lord, let me tell you something. If people could go to your household and see what's really happening in there. Yes, it's okay to go work on your marriage. But if it's destroying these babies, y'all need to find another way, another avenue. You might not want to split up and he neither, but it's not about you all. It's about these children. She's 7, Lord, 7 years old, and didn't want to go home. That baby don't know me. Y'all better wake up. It's not about you, adult. If you can't get along, you can't get along. Men, keep y'all darn hands to y'allself, and women, keep your hands to yourself. Quit calling him out of his name, telling him he a raggedy so-and-so. He ain't nothing. He ain't this. He ain't that. But you still have him there at the house. He have feelings, too. I'm not just talking about the guys. I'm talking about the men and the women. Stop that. And ain't nobody going to sit up and let you keep pointing your finger in their face, all in their face, cussing them out. They have feelings, too. Then if he explodes, then he in jail because he didn't put his hands on you. But you forget your part in it. That go vice versa.
Man, don't cuss that lady out and cuss her out and talk about her in front of the friends and downrating her and telling her she ain't this and she ain't that. You ain't nothing, because a woman is only as good as her darn man. And if you say that about her, then you sure can't be nothing. Yeah, I said it. This is not the time. Y'all going to have to stop all of this. And it's out there at the stores. Y'all don't even care. Baby's in the back seat crying because mom and dad out here arguing. Quit allowing someone to disrespect you, whether you're a man or a woman. Quit hollering about, oh, he paid the bills, I ain't got nowhere to go. You might not like where you have to go to get up on your feet, but baby, there's always another avenue. Save your children. Save your life. You cannot help nobody that don't help themselves. I know I'm on my soapbox. It just got me. I'm sorry, but that's just me, and I'm going to say what I got to say. Y'all need to quit this, because that baby broke my heart, 7 years old. Y'all just don't understand. These babies, they going to these people. I mean, you don't know what's going on. Lord Jesus, y'all don't know. And if you can't stay together, part from one another. I'm gonna play a song.
Looked up and down, said, I'll take it.
Don't waste it. city. Back to my man Big Hill, he got the remedy.
I'm running life.
Out here fighting. That's how I feel. Y'all not catching the bait. Y'all just settling. You don't have to. You don't have to accept nothing negative in your life. And if you have a problem and you don't know how to fix it, say something to somebody. You know, everybody that we call our friends are not our friends. Okay? And just because you grew up with somebody that don't, y'all were friends then, people change. Do what's best for you, for your situation, and for your children, and to keep your peace of mind going. It's all right to separate yourself. You know, they're going to say, oh, you think you better than, or what have you. Tell them you right. You also right. I'm better than what I used to be. I'm not who I was yesterday. I'm a better person today. That's what you tell them. Do something with yourself. Take care of your children. Take care of yourself so you would be a better role model, whether male or female, for your children or for your sisters, your brothers, your nieces, nephews, cousins. You know, you have people watching you. You know, people fall down and people go through things. That's fine. But the problem is when you fall and you don't get up. That's when it become a problem. Pity parties and woe is me parties and stuff I don't attend. And you shouldn't either. Yeah, we feel bad when we, you know, miss a step or something happened to us. That's human nature. But when you stay down, that's not a good thing. People going to tell you you ain't going to make it. Oh, you want to have your own business and, oh, girl, that ain't going to work for you. You know, oh, you going to school, what you going to school for? All them white folks ain't going to give you no job. You better not listen to that. You tell them, Ms. K said, you're going to be your own CEO. You're going to own your own business. That's what you're going for. Even if you have to work for them. Everybody have to crawl before they walk. Do what you got to do. Learn from them and build your empire. And then get them a job. I'm going to go one more song, and I'm going to come on back on my topic.
I'm
All right, all right. I believe. You have to believe in yourself when no one else do. You have to. I know it's hard. It's not easy. Nothing is easy. If it was easy, then you wouldn't fight hard for it. So I always believe, even when in the darkness of the darkness, keep believing in yourself. Keep believing that it's going to change. And then make those steps. You can't keep wanting to change or say it's going to change if you're standing still. That doesn't help anything or anybody. I'm going to go on with my topic. If you know of anyone or if you're that person that's fighting an addiction, you know, we have all different types of addiction. You know, just like alcoholism, you know, you have addiction to caffeine, you have sugar craving, drugs, you know, eating disorders and, you know, different things like that. And I just want to share a little bit with you on different essential oils that can be used for different addictions. Like for alcoholism, there's rosemary, basil, frankincense, and chamomile. Now, those four oils together will, if you feel like you want to have a drink, you know, you can sniff it, you know, rub it in your hand and sniff it, and it will take the craving away from you. I'm not an alcoholic, but I use the one for craving for, like, the sweets and stuff, so it helped me. So I'm not telling you nothing that I haven't tried. I haven't tried for alcohol or caffeine or anything like that because those are not my things. But as far as that craving, oh, yeah, the sweet, oh, yes, yes, Ms. K, sure do. For caffeine, if you have a problem with the caffeine and stuff like that, you drinking all types of coffee, and that goes for tea, too. Some tea have caffeine in it. You can basil and grapefruit. Put those two essential oils together, and you can also, you know, sniff it, rub it on your inside of your wrist. Or I have like the little nasal things that you do when you have sinuses and you put the little Vicks-ad things up in your nose and you sniff. Miss K even have those. I can make that if that's what you want to do, but don't be sticking it all up your nose, you know. You just sniff it, you know, whichever way you can get it, you can put it on a cotton ball. It saturate the cotton ball and keep it on you all day. Those essential oils hold a long time. Those scents don't go away. So whichever way you have to do it in order for you to get the treatment that you're looking for, let's make it happen. Call Ms. K, 817-566-4555. Now, for the cravings Ms. K know about, you know, because middle of the night, if you anybody, male or female, you know, you might want some sweets, cookies or something, chips or something in the middle of the night, and might get up at 2 or 3 o'clock and cook something, you know. So to keep my sweets down, I use clove, grapefruit, and peppermint. Those three together, and they help me, you know, to die, you know, to get my mind out of it, and release those endorphins and do what it got to do to me. Okay, now, if you're on drugs, as far as, you know, drugs, pills, smokes, however you get it, grapefruit and basil is also a good one for that. And if you have an eating disorder, you know, you gain weight just by looking at a cupcake, and then when you get it, you gain 12 more pounds, you know. So even if you're dealing with that, grapefruit by itself, the essential oil grapefruit, it releases those endorphins, and it really works. I know I've made up some stuff for several females. It does work in the two males. So they are doing real good with it. And you can, on the eating disorder, you use the grapefruit, the bergamot, and cinnamon. All three of them, you're craving, from what the guy had told me. I spoke with the guy, you know, he started working out more, walking, put it like that. He's walking and, you know, he's more active, and that's what he was looking for, energy and getting up off the couch and doing what needs to be done. You know, so it's working for him. Let's face it, you know, some people out there, they're addicted to porn. Frankincense is good for that. If you're a sex addict, sandalwood is good. You know, it's just different things for different ones, and I just want you to know how important and how powerful essential oils are. They, you can use them in any parts of your life on any living day. You know, like if you're fighting cancer, you know, you can use the frankincense and myrrh together. That's good for breast cancer. I have two women that I've made up oils for, and they like what they like, you know, and I guess the Cancer Foundation or whomever have a specific oil, like it says, I guess if you have breast cancer, this oil is for this. You know, they sell their oils for whatever. Miss K is like this. Don't know one oil help everybody. Then you got a $1 trillion product on your hand if so. Don't know one oil help everybody. So I have a problem when stuff like that is being sold to men and women that are fighting for their lives, you know. They already going through a lot, and then you say that these products work, but all of them are not sisters and brothers. So how is it that what works for me is going to work for the neighbor of mine across the street? We're two different people. So be careful. Just because it has, this is what it's for on there, research. And one of the ladies was using this years ago, and she got one of my flyers, and she called me, and we talked for about an hour, and she was telling me a little bit. I always do a consultation with everybody I deal with. And the reason being is because don't know one oil help everybody. And that's just what that is. You know, I get it all the time. Okay, just mix up, you know, something for mood swings and mix up something for this. Okay, but everybody is different. What if that person don't like lavender or they can't, you know, stand the smell of it or for whatever reason it is? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not the same. So quit letting people draw you into that wonder drug, and you know there's no such thing. Research for yourself. I had to, too. And what I found out, you know, was what I've always thought, you know. Don't know one thing, help know everybody, you know. So call Miss K, and you know, even if you don't purchase anything from me, let me educate you. Let me show you. And let me let you speak to the people that I have helped with the same thing. You know, this lady had scars and stuff from that other, you know, because it burned her or irritated her, I say. And she's been using the frankincense and stuff that I put together and myrrh that I put together for her, and her skin color is coming back and everything. So be careful. Just because it has a pink ribbon on it and says for breast cancer or cancer, period, stop falling for that. Do your research, especially if you're going to put it on your already irritated body. You're going through some things. You want your body to be as close to okay as you can. The oils that I use, they're not wonder oils, but they are organic and they are essential oils. These come from the plant. That's why I consultate with people, because some people are allergic to different scents. Some people have they're photosensitive. If they smell something it would send their body in the shock. You know, just like a light might come on. You know, like I used to work with kids with special needs, and sometimes, you know, this one little baby, the mother was putting lotion on, and the baby just started screaming and hollering like she was on fire. So she took her to the hospital, and they was telling her, you know, she had some type of photosensitive, you know, thing going on with her. That does happen. So I feel like I have to sit down and speak to someone, because you may not even know you have it. But I want to, you know, to do some samples with you to make sure you're okay. So
Just because it say it, that don't mean that's what it's going to do for you. Just be mindful. Also, gout. I have a lot of people that I do help that have gout, and I want to thank them. they were texting me saying, I hear you on the show. So that's why I'm pausing, because I'm getting ticked. They knew on the line. They don't understand. They don't understand. But I'm good with it, whichever way they can do it. But, yes, gout is a type of arthritis. And I would like to just hit on that a little bit, how important it is for you to take care of it. Just because it's not inflamed right now, you're doing okay, keep using it. And the oils that I would use is the basil oil for sure, because it minimizes the uric acid in your body. You know, and that's what stays in your blood that causes you to have gout. It's the uric acid. You know, we got to get rid of all of that. So we got, and that's one thing I want to let people know. Don't wait until a flare-up happens. Then you start putting your medicine on. Do it anyway. So always remember, basil oil is good for that. So I'm trying to tell her now. She's learning. But, yes, I want you all to be mindful of different things, especially with the oils and stuff. If you are out there and you're looking for different oils to do different things, I have no problem sharing my knowledge with you. I share it every week when I'm on my show, you know. But to know, you just can't go to the beauty shop and get some oil and think you got 100% organic, you know, lavender for $2.50. So I just want y'all to be mindful. Godly, she wants to know. Okay, yeah, you can talk. Okay, I just want you all to be mindful. And just because you see it and it says the same thing that you're looking for, read the back of it. If it doesn't mention the name of the plant that it derives from or the bark that it derives from, then you know it's not organic. If it's not telling you anything about that, then you know it's not organic. So just be mindful. And stay focused. And like I say, Ms. K is here, and I give out my phone number, which is 817-566-4555. I'll be more than happy to keep, you know, to share the education that I get like I always do. So it's no excuse. Just call Ms. K. And we can get together. I don't mind sharing knowledge. You know, you don't always have to buy nothing. You know what I mean? I just want you all to be safe and know what you're going to look for. And can't nobody sell you no bag of nickels, wood nickels, that is. So just be mindful. Just be mindful on what we do and who we deal with. And I want to share again about weight loss. Excuse me. I'm sneezing. About weight loss, I'm just going through my little notebook where, you know, I've talked to people and people have asked me different things. Weight loss, if you want to lose weight, I'm not talking about going to the store and buying a pack of pills for 7 days or whatever they do, you know, because you got to look at it that your intestines, you got to look at all of that. You know, you're straining, you know, your intestines, you know, because that's a fast fix. Now, what I will be able to do for you with these essential oils, I can put together some lavender, some basil, some juniper berry, grapefruit, and cypress. And that would melt the fat, whether it's hanging off your arms, your elbow, your back, you know, all that, you know, around your waist, your thighs, keep it from rubbing together, and you don't have to sit at home by the porcelain goddess. You know what I'm saying? You can get up, you can go out, you do what you do, but it will have you urinating. And this is for male and female, you know, far as that goes. Now, I do have a specific blend for a man, like if they work out and stuff like that, you know. But if you just want to burn some fat, you know, that is just, that right there is the more, you know, that's the first level of the more laid back. So also, men, I also have a mustache. I also have a blend for mustache, men with mustache, and it's like keep the bumps and stuff off your face. I can put together, it's going to be in a spray bottle, and some eucalyptus and some cedarwood and sandalwood. And I can, you know, I'll be using some fractionated coconut oil, and it would moisturize your skin and stuff like that, and keep your face from being, you know, your hair from knotting up, and it keep the bumps away. So if you're interested in that, and you have a guy, friend or husband or cousin, brother, whoever, that, you know, have these bumps on their face or what have you, Miss K can make them up some mustache oil, I say, but it's in the spray. You know, he'd be spraying it on, and it'll smooth out his skin and everything. Again, my phone number is 817-566-4555. And also, if there's anyone out that would like to say something, push the number 1, and I will open up your mic. I guess everybody's scared tonight, huh? Also, I know Valentine's Day is coming up, but my products you can use whether it's Valentine's Day or not. I have launched a line. It's called K-Love, Intimacy Oils for Men and Women. And if you're in... If you're looking for intimacy oil, just contact Miss K at 817-566-4555. And I'd be more than happy to put some together for you, for, you know, and we can sit down and we can talk about that. Okay, we can sit down and we can talk about that, you know, because people have different wants. So, and I do have baskets that I could put together for you. It's called K-Love, Love Potion Number 7. So if you're interested, give Kay a call. Now, you got to call early for these baskets. You know, other than that, I will have a oil for a man to use on a woman and a woman to use on a man. So, you know, I have those if you don't want a basket. So, you know, whether it's, you know, Valentine's Day or not, that's what we're going to, you know, that's what I can do. So someone called in. Okay, I don't know what, if somebody called in instead of texting, they called me and they knocked me out the box. But I'm back now. I hope everybody can hear me. Come on. All right, Miss K back. So someone called me instead of texting. And I know they new to the line because they wouldn't have called. And I'm sorry for that drop. But I'm back. when I'm back. And like I was saying, that I have my intimacy oil, and I make it for the man and the woman. So, what's going on? I'm sorry, the computer is kind of slow loading back up for me. Yeah, and I'm usually on Mondays, so I understand why, you know, I got the call, because they was probably thinking that I was you know, at home today, Tuesday. I'm usually on Mondays. But if there's anyone out that would like to say something or speak about the topic of today, just push the number one, and I will open up your mic. Okay, if not, then I keep going. Well, Miss Christy.
This is your girl Kay. Listen to my show, The Answer Is You, every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you.